If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
One, two, three.
I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we're going to do. Magical engineer Frank is ready to roll. I'm ready to roll. We got a great show. And thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR and other networks. We are going to be talking about, get this, Frank, bone glue. Doesn't that sound exciting? Wow. Science is coming up with some bone glue for you. And we're going to talk about that. We do have a brief quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm hitting the knees and seeking the Lord's face, mind at a time, because it grows short. Today's devotional is all about rejoicing in the Lord. Psalms 5. But let all that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defends them. You let them also know thy love. And the name be joyful in thee. So, The Lord loves us. He wants us to be joyful and also thankful for his sacrifice. And those who know the Lord are going to be, they're going to be the inheritance of God and live in the kingdom of God forever and ever. That sounds wonderful. I hope you do too. Think that's great? And if you do, seek the Lord's face, mind and time, because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, the quacker is brief today. Just one thing. This is the American Diet Association. We're talking about the American diet once again. Guess what, Frank? We have sandwich problems in the American diet. That's right. Nutritionists and doctors and the public health officials are saying, well, they're trying to nudge people into making healthier meals, including sandwiches. So sandwiches are the number one source, they say, of sodium and saturated fat in the American diet. Makes up 1/5 of the daily sodium intake, they say, and 19% of the saturated fat calories. So they said, quote, the standard deli sandwich with processed meats and cheese, they say you're literally eating a heart attack. It's a heart bomb ready to happen, they're saying. That is from the Tufts University, cardiologists and professors of nutrition there. 100 calories on the days that you eat sandwiches, according to the Federal Survey data on analysis by the University of Illinois, researchers saying sandwiches are often high in calories compared to other meals, but they're easy to make. And so that's why people rely on them, especially, you know, midday meals. It's not too overwhelming, not too heavy, that kind of thing. But they're saying we can improve on our sandwiches. We have a sandwich problem in America. Lord have mercy, what other problems do we have? Sandwich problems. Well, you know, just watch the cheese. One slice of cheese is 8 glasses of milk. Yep. So watch that cheese, because you know what milk is? Milk puts 800 pounds on a calf really fast. And cheese is concentrated milk. So eliminate the cheese. Reduce the calorie count. And, you know, use some organic meats without all the junk in it. Yeah, you pay a little more, but it's healthier for you. So, and that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Frank. Yeah, I don't think sandwich problems are at the top of everybody's list these days. I think there's bigger fish to fry. But hey, we can always eat healthier. All right, we're going to talk about bone glue. I know you're all excited. Frank, what are you chiming in already, Frank? Bone glue. If my bones were breaking, are they planning something? Well, yeah. Well, you're going to understand in a minute. I'm saying, okay, do you want bone glue? Everybody raise their hand and want bone glue. Or do you want bones healthy with plants? Eating the right plants. I go with the plants. That's what I'm voting for. So when it comes to adhesives, you know, to heal bones, scientists at the International Journal of Adhesion and Adhesives, yeah, there's a journal for that, they say they have a solution. They are reporting that they have actually come up with a bone glue for fractured or broken bones. Now, reading this article, Frank, my mind kind of jump to the super glue, the Gorilla Glue commercials. Remember those? So we're going to take a look at what bone glue is and how it stacks up to maybe some natural therapies. So this is what science thinks, because, you know, I'm kind of repeatedly amazed at some of the comments made by scientists and physicians in these articles, these journal reports. The attitude is this: we will build it and the masses will want it. That's their attitude, pretty much. So my perspective is, hey, people want non-toxic, bona fide cures. They don't want newfangled gadgets implanted in their bodies or harmful drug therapies. However, this is not how the medical science, it's not how they think. The healthcare business model is the more medical devices and drug treatments equal more profits. That's the business model. Yep. What'd you say, Frank? I agree. Let's prefer that we name it the bone weld. Yeah, welding your bones together. Well, that may be on next on our list. Let's read a a quote from the International Journal of Adhesion and Adhesives, October 2020. They said, the need for bone adhesive is a challenge that has remained unmet. The concept of a bone glue to repair fractures and breaks, as well as glue orthopedic devices inside the body, is considered the holy grail. End of quote. They're drooling over this thing. So the study is announced, well, it's announcing the research they produce is just that, a bone adhesive. So the researchers clamored that their creation was non-mutagenic or non-cytotoxic. Now, a cytotoxic substance would be equal to a snake or brown recluse spider venom or a chemo drug. So they're saying, hey, our bone glue is non-toxic. It's not going to hurt you. Now, such substances, you know, the psychotoxic substances like the snake venom and chemo, these things, these kill cells. Those substances will kill cells. So they're saying bone glue is A-OK. So they also reported that glue works in a wet environment and is a compound made of multifacetic organic minerals made into a biomaterial that bonds to bones and to metal implants. Okay. So I'm thinking, you know, dental procedures, right? Yeah, instead of dentures, you get implants. So I think they're going to use the bone glue with the implants, the metal studs and all that. Well, let's look at the evolution of bone glue, because they've been working on this. So according to the report, the bone glue forms a sturdy bond to living bones and over time goes through some changes. So the glue is said to go through an evolution and a dissolution process. So therefore, there are some changes that occur and the glue then dissolves. However, this process seems to also provide, according to the scientific report, a superior, stable, strong bone bond. So the report went on to say that the bone glue can avoid the need for bone plates and screws and things. So the bone glue is also said to be able to affix to orthopedic and other medical devices to your bones. Yeah, that's what we want to hear, right? More devices inside the body. Well, let's look at the past. Science has kind of been experimenting with these materials previously called bone cement, and it was used to treat things in bone surgeries like your hip replacements, and they've been using bone cement since the 1940s. However, such materials often cause negative issues in their tissue reactions, and what it encouraged was an exothermic reaction, which means the cement reacted to temperature change, and then it caused tissue necrosis or tissue death. Not good. So the bone cement is still kind of used commonly today, but is paired with antibiotics to keep the infections down. It's used in knee and hip replacements and spinal compression fractures. Did you know they had bone cement? Other synthetic materials are also used, as they use polyurethanes and aluminum as options to the plates and screws. However, inflammatory conditions are associated with these materials. And the problem has been for science to develop a glue that works well in a wet environment and doesn't pose an infection threat, exposing patients to death risk. Here's another quote from the journal. Oh, this is from the journal Materials, November 2019. They said, the need for a new technology to allow implantable devices providing stability without unfavorable outcomes and without the use of toxic cement is needed. End of quote. Well, and bone problems are a problem, you know. Science has been actually releasing several drugs, right, you know, in the last decade, some of them injectable, supposedly to heal weak bones, you know, osteoporosis type conditions. But don't get me started on these. No, they have lots of side effects. The drugs offer some side effects. Suffice it to say, the drugs offer a significant risk to the bones itself, which they are supposed to make well. So this is why I say investigate your therapies carefully. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, some people are saying, well, how do I investigate my therapies? Well, if you don't have the internet, smartphone technology to go online, plug in the name of the drug in your search engine and look up side effects and risk, then you next best thing, go to your local library. Do you have a computer? The library can help you search that information, or you can ask the librarian for a copy of the physician's desk reference, also known as a PDR. And in there, you can look up the drug, and all the side effects are usually listed, okay? So you can actually buy one of those books, have it at your house. That way you can just look up stuff anytime you want. I think bookstores sell those PDRs, physician desk references, if you want one. Also, libraries sell older editions when they get the new editions, so you can buy it off the library for pennies. Well, I want you to be advised, because if you take hormone replacement therapy pharmaceutical drugs, you're going to need to replenish the calcium and magnesium that these medications remove from your body, weakening your bones. So an alternative is to use some natural plants that provide nutrition to help your body make the proper amount of hormones and protect you from the prescription meds. So if your diet is missing trace minerals or micro minerals, those are needed for your body to absorb calcium. So calcium, you're going to need to absorb, you're going to need boron and magnesium if your body's to absorb the calcium and use it properly in order to have strong bones. So if you don't have it, that chemistry, 2-to-1 chemistry, not going to work. There is really no benefit if your body absorbs calcium and they can't put it in the right areas. So people say, well, where does it go if it doesn't go in the right areas? Well, you can get bone spurs. You can get gallstones, kidney stones, strong arterial blockages, because the calcium will stick to plaque. That's where it can go. So you're going to need magnesium and boron with your calcium for the body to absorb, uptake the calcium, and put it correctly in bones, muscles, and connective tissues. Vitamin D does help, and silica. So you're going to find silica, it comes out of the earth and it goes up into your plants. So it's in your plant foods, and silica strengthens and makes firm your body tissues. So it makes the bones nice and strong, cartilage and connective tissues and arteries and skin strong but flexible. So you want natural whole food that will strengthen the body. That's what I typically rely on myself. So what herbs would have a nice form of silica in them? You're going to find it in beetroot, lettuce, cucumbers. You know, they always did those cucumber facials on folks. It's to improve the skin. Silica improves skin. It's in carrots and broccoli, almonds, beans, alfalfa, and onion. So if you want to use herbs that have a good silica count, I like horsetail, ostra, comfrey, and lobelia. But mind you, medicinal herbs are for a short burst of time. They're not usually for every day like your whole foods are. So your health authorities now, but be advised, your health authorities prefer you do not use your plants, especially your medicinal plants, for strong bones, connective tissues, and healthy skin. They want you to use the pharmaceutical products and surgery for that. Well, let's look at the medical treatments that could really kill your bones. Medical treatments that will attack bone, usually by removing minerals from them, are, well, it's a brief list. It's not a long one. Diuretics, birth control pills, heart medications, antacids, steroids, cancer drugs, chemotherapy, organ transplant meds, arthritic drugs, diabetic drugs, cancer thyroid medications. And some diseases we can develop due to inadequate calcium are going to be kidney diseases, thyroid disease, autoimmune diseases, digestive disorders. So you want to make sure you get a plant-based calcium, because the chemistry is going to be balanced with the boron and magnesium in it. So if you look at green leafy vegetables, oranges, and even your medicinal plants that have a calcium profile, it's always going to have two parts calcium to one part boron, one part magnesium, and it's there for a reason. every time. So you don't need megadoses when you get the chemistry balanced properly. So you don't have to take megadoses of stuff. Now, let's say you have a calcium deficiency. You would experience some symptoms, possibly muscle spasms. You ever get those Charlie horses in the middle of the night? Pregnant women get them a lot because they're building a baby and it's taking calcium away from them to build the baby. So you get muscle, when the muscles are low in calcium, you get those. Fainting is included, as well as chest pains, heart failure, numbness and tingling, usually in the extremities, wheezing, difficulty swallowing, voice changes, depression and anxiety, impaired learning ability, fatigue, seizures, hair and nail problems, psoriasis, dry skin, tooth decay, cataracts, osteoporosis. So if you have calcium deficiency, you can have a smattering of those things. So what about plant-based calcium? Well, plants contain that balanced calcium and the boron and magnesium for that uptake. But you're also going to find a list of foods that have a calcium profile that's good. Salmon, sardines, kale, collards, collard greens, yummy, broccoli, mustard greens, turnip greens, bok choy, sesame seeds. I love sesame seeds. They're so nice. I like them when they're toasted. Sunflower seeds, millet, and oats. And of course, your wonderful herbs, my favorites, are horsetail herb, comfrey root, lobelia, and ostra. Now, mind you, I use the herbs sparingly in a small, short burst, so I don't use them long-term. Long-term is usually 6 to 12 months. That's not what we do with those herbs. We got to get over the fact your medicinal herbs are not prescription drug therapies for life. They're there to bridge the gap for a little while as you correct lifestyle. Make sure you're getting the minerals that you need. So really, we can be blessed by medicinal herbs. And what I like about herbs is they contain potency, and it's God's perfect chemistry. He knows what the body needs. We don't have to reinvent that wheel. So if the diet's lacking plant-based calcium, we can supplement a little bit with the herbs with calcium and the boron and magnesium for a short time. I like to use the horsetail, comfrey, lobelia, and ostra. We call it calcium formula. And this offers the potency the body really needs, especially if there is a lot of bone loss or bone disease. And I have seen people reverse osteoporosis in a matter of just a few weeks to months, using that proper nutrition, changing that lifestyle up, and makes the doctor's head spin. Because if you start with osteoporosis, and we've done shows on osteoporosis, they just think it's only going to get worse. You're never going to improve on it. That's what they're taught. So you might as well just give up, go on the drug therapy, and cross your fingers and cross your toes and hope for the best. No. That's not what God says from the Holy Bible. He says, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. And he made these plants, because before the flood, that's all we had was plants to eat. Well, nuts and seeds, berries, fruit. Plants with the balanced chemistry the body needs that he created. So, I count on that. I count on that all the time. Talk to the Lord about it all the time about it. Saying I'm bless the herbs, bless the people that are using the herbs, you know, pour out a blessing of restoration and healing according to your goodwill for your tender mercies and loving kindness, you know, bless the people that love you with a healing. And, you know, in a few months, you could just see miracles happen when you're getting the right nutrition in the body. The body's designed to regenerate and heal. You know, medicine doesn't like that. They want to be the ones that are the, you know, saviors in the matter. Fact is, they often are not. I think healthcare does have its place, trauma care. But for a lot of internal medicine issues, it's all about disease management, and I'm not for that. I don't, you know, who doesn't want a bona fide cure to what they have going on that's wrong? That's, you know, the body needs a healing to happen. And really, a cure, as the medical dictionary says, returns the patient to the original status of wellness. So when was the last time drug therapies did that? They don't do that because you got to keep taking the drug. And you only take a drug because you have a disease. The disease isn't going away. because doctors are only supposed to prescribe for a disease. But of course, you know, that ethic is kind of been thrown under the bus because now they want to do preventable disease prescription writing, you know, to say, well, you know, your family tree's got a lot of heart disease. Let's put you on, you know, some beta blockers now and you can avoid that down the road. No. When you put a healthy heart on heart meds, you get heart problems. That's been proven. All right. Don't, you know, it's scientifically proven. I read a lot of journal articles and I'm going, wow. So, and not all your doctors read a smattering of journal articles. They probably only read one or two journals in their field. Say, and some of that stuff doesn't get into those journals. By the way, if you break a bone, hopefully you don't, but normally it takes 6 weeks to heal. But a lot of these plants with the boron and calcium magnesium, when you get the chemistry right, it heals the bone in 3 weeks. That's what the Native American Indians taught the American settlers. Bone knit was the one they often used for broken bones. That's called comfrey root. So it's great for helping the bones remodel and heal. And the American Indians often, if you broke a bone and it didn't heal properly, they would use a comfrey root to help remodel that poor repair, and it would heal it correctly. So they would take comfrey, make poultices, wrap that area in comfrey, and let it just soak into the skin, and it would just fix the bone. If it was healed improperly, it would just fix it. So God knows what he's doing. So if you're interested in the calcium plant-based liquid, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have that. And by the way, they have their spring sale on. It runs through the 25th of March, 25% off orders of $60 or more. You want to use coupon code 23SPRING. You can put that in the shopping cart on their website at thepowerherbs.com. You can use it over the phone if you want to give them a call at 866-229-3663. Or you can write it on your order form out of your order catalog and stick it on there and get it in the mail before the 25th and save. So, spring sale, good time to save before prices are going to go up in April. New catalog should be here the end of March, and there'll be a little bit of a price hike there as everything, as you know, seems to be going up. So, well, we've been holding the line, Frank, since 2019. We haven't raised rates, so, but, you know, it's just, after a while, it just becomes the point where you got to. Hate to do it, but it's not a big jump, I don't think. So I think it'll be okay. Most people, I don't think they'll be shocked at all. But anyway, we're going to get that catalog in here at the end of the month. So if you're interested in a new catalog, know that it probably won't go out until the end of March. We do have our current catalog in stock. If you want that one, definitely request that. Well, that'll go out right away. Well, I can see by the clock. We're going to have to take a break, but we'll be right back with more.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, Have peace and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the prostate kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the prostate kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, for international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us here. If you're joining us late, we're going to be talking, we're going to go back and check a report from 2018 I did on a digital health. And we're going to just see how far we've come since then. Because your modern age of healthcare technology is moving swiftly. So what will healthcare look like as we move further into the future? So if we take a look, healthcare, 2018 and 19, we've covered these health predictions and stuff before. So we're going to look and see what's changed since just a few years ago. And I can tell you that after speaking with a lot of people all over the country, there are a lot of people, especially our retired and elderly, they're seriously concerned with our direction we're in, healthcare especially. So if we can be concerned and make some steps to protect ourselves. However, try not to worry because, remember, worry about nothing and pray about everything. Okay, so here's the number one concern. People in 2018-19 said that they could face bankruptcy and homelessness as a consequence of an expensive healthcare treatment. People just, you know, in order to make their premiums affordable, they have higher deductibles. So for this reason, people are really not retiring as early as they used to. They're hanging on to jobs that they wish they could quit because they're there for the healthcare benefit, maybe for themselves or a loved one. So fear that an accident or a serious illness will create an overwhelmingly expensive medical bill is really enslaving people. And for this reason, some are, you know, wondering if socialized healthcare would be a solution in order to avoid a situation of healthcare bankruptcy. You want to be careful what you wish for, because if you look at the European Union, 20% of their paycheck comes right out of their check. Yeah, they don't have cards and co-pays and stuff. They just make an appointment and go, but it's very restrictive. Like say you needed a bone specialist. And so this is a specialty, so you have to call your healthcare headquarters, and they are to schedule the appointment for you. And you don't get to pick the date and the time. They just tell you when to be there. And let's say something happens and you can't be there. You have to start all over the place, all over again. The wait can be a year to get in to see specialists in let's say, the UK. So 20% of your pay. And what are you really getting? So you lose control over a government-run healthcare system like that. And usually it goes bankrupt because there's fraud and there's money laundering going on. All right, let's look at the socialized snapshot for a sec. Because if we look at the socialized healthcare of Canada and the UK, we find there's problems in that system. All the healthcare money is in one purse with the government, and the risk of embezzlement and defrauding the people extremely high. So, for instance, in North Carolina, they started a gambler's lottery solely to help fund the public school system in the state. So along comes the Democratic governor who decides to use the school lottery money fund for something else, and the schools are sacrificed. So the people of North Carolina were promised a better education for the kids, and people sponsored the lottery because it was a good cause. So they would have pizza nights and all this stuff to sponsor this lottery. And the politicians took it and used it for something else. So how much more is healthcare promoted as a good cause? And if we find socialized systems in the UK can't be sustained, the UK is about to go bankrupt with theirs. So over $72 billion a year is garnished from the paychecks of the British worker, and their healthcare system is in a collapsed state. So the UK National Health Services announced that it cannot support healthcare services for non-urgent care. You don't have any non-urgent care in the UK. So the National Health Service there has instructed hospitals across the country to stop all non-emergency procedures and turn patients away. So they have put over 55,000 operations on hold, and they ration care over there, and it's an implemented process now. So you've lost control of your health care, but they take 20% of your pay. So the UK has insufficient facilities, insufficient staff, and in some instances have no supplies to care for the citizens. Where is the money going? So now, what is that? Well, you know, there is a number of reasons that stem from abuse of a system by either citizens or politicians who are not businessmen. They don't know how to run anything. So they don't know anything about running a business. So I want you to think about this for a moment. A healthcare system that has been set up by a government promising to serve faithfully all the people in exchange for 20% of their pay is failing. So the reality is rationing starts to take place. People are being profiled, statistically rated as to who can be seen and treated in society and who cannot. They're determining a socialistic algorithm there. And one thing is for certain, Americans are not ready for that, but you're probably going to get one. So waiting lines to get into your emergency room, treatment denied based on political guidelines, not enough hospital beds, medications and staff to help anybody, not enough, no elective surgeries. They're not permitted at all. Hospital treatment is denied if you smoke or if you're obese. That's what government health cares do. How about millions of patients told to go home, deal with their health problems themselves? And reality of no guarantee that you'll receive any care whatsoever. And politicians claiming failure of the overburdened system due to patient abuse. It's all your fault. Well, they wrote the policies, and there were problems with that, and then some people would take advantage. So it's the politicians that abused everybody. So healthcare developers, executives in your technology industry also gaining power over the healthcare industry. So think of them as a rudder steering the ship. So according to FutureScope, your IT executives across your globe are honing futuristic technologies that will change healthcare platforms and landscape. So it's expected that within 3 years, okay, so this is 18, 19, we're here, 3 years, they said, you may not recognize your healthcare. So make no mistake, your healthcare system is in a digital transformation and at a rapid pace. Artificial intelligence applications are in the midst of all this transformation, and all this data, platforms, super fast interfaces is going to usher in what I call cyber healthcare. So digitalized patient records, holograms, that's just the beginning as we move through this new healthcare picture. And no longer is your patient the focus of concern, but technology is the star of healthcare. Yeah. Here is a quote from FutureScape, November 2017. This is the shift to a data-centric paradigm, shaping all applications, processes, services, and organizations, the digitalization and the enhancements that will go beyond humans and the material world to increase expectations of modern technology and hopefully enhance experience and services while lowering costs, cutting away the illness burden of healthcare. Well, let's just ask the question, is healthcare cheaper than it was in 2018 and 19? Then, no, here we are, 2023. It's not cheaper. It's even more expensive. They promise you it'll be cheaper, but it's not. They go on to say, this 2018 health industry prediction sheds lights on the trajectory of rapid technology developments which will impact healthcare in our digital economy. So, if you want healthcare, you have to have digital. So the healthcare industry will be shaped by those organizations that early on transform themselves to digital technology to secure their competitive edge. Now, so what's the trajectory? Well, back then they said it's interesting that when we read a lot of these reports in the future businesses of healthcare, it describes itself as a sci-fi language. So I'm half expecting Stargate coordinates in some of this. If you don't know what Stargate is, it's a sci-fi thing. So the gadgets that are being implemented in healthcare are futuristic, they're foreign, they look weird, they have predictive functions to them, and they definitely probe and monitor you. So let's take a peek. Go a little bit beyond and see how it's shaping up. So in 2019, we were looking into the future and see how close we got. What'd she say, Frank? Frank says, they sell the dream of Star Trek Voyage, holographics, and doctors. Oh, I know, right? That's how I'm looking at this stuff. It's just, I don't know. It's just creeping me out. Okay, so 2018 and 19, this was the future trajectory. Let's see how close we got. 50% of healthcare companies will be dedicated to the data source aspect of healthcare. It will be global analyzing and accessible sharing of data. Healthcare has no borders. That's come to play where, you know, surgeons in the European Union can control through, you know, internet technology interfaces, a robotic arm here in America and do surgery on a patient and not even be in the room. How about digital mobile access increases across patients, providing by a minimal 50%? This will be critical for branding their services and medication compliance. Digital mobile accesses. Yeah, there's a lot of apps now for that. How about massive inventions and management systems that are implemented to track services and goods worldwide? That's being done. Patients will be expected to share their health data digitally with the healthcare system and be expected to have 25% implementation by 2020. You're seeing that. They also go on to say by 2020, 1 in 4 hospitals with 200 beds or more will have robot employees. Well, I don't know. I was at a hospital recently. I didn't see robots. No. How about, they said 20% implementation of healthcare businesses will use blockchain operation management and patient identity, which means digital payment or services. Not quite there yet, but getting there. How about advancements will track productivity gains? 20% of healthcare will adapt cognitive artificial intelligence technology. That's being done. Also, due to the massive amounts of data, security, and other requirements, healthcare businesses will not own or manage the technology platforms. Outsource the third-party management for technology platform called BPAAS as a implementation by 2021. That's being done. This is where you're seeing a lot of liability shift because of all the breaches. Nothing's secure. Cyber attacks on medical devices are expected to increase by 20%, creating another area of lawsuits. And it's estimated that 25 or more people that are connected to a network of medical devices while hospitalized will have their device hacked and possibly die. Well, we haven't heard too many reports of that, but it may increase as we go down the road. They said by 2021, they expect that 6% of all global healthcare expenses will be served by digital services. It's getting there. I think the millennials love the digital aspect of that. You know, I'm not a big fan. So we've got these new paradigms they want us to embrace. So a lot of majority of society is embracing a lot of these healthcare advances. They're saying it will advance and help their lives, but there's new regulations with everything. So there is going to be another ruler within healthcare besides your government or your pharmaceutical industry. It's going to be tech giants providing the technology that will fuel the new makeover and also these devices that are wooing the masses into compliance. So man will become more compliant with the automation, the robotic labor, the real-time efficiency. So technology may bring convenience, but it also brings more maintenance and more risk. So I've really never met a machine or a piece of equipment that wasn't temperamental or fragile. Things always breaking, you know, needing assistance. So America is one of the sickest nations with the most expensive healthcare system. And mortality rates are up, as we know. It's changing the way we look at healthcare, pay for healthcare, store our records, how we get diagnosed. It's all being changed. There's a price to that. Are we willing to pay for that price? So this was, you know, a few years ago, all these changes coming down the road, and I would say probably 70% have already been implemented. Also, your technology has symbols, advancements. You're going to grow these icons. These symbols are supposed to help communicate. Kind of reminds me of the Egyptian hieroglyphics in a way, you know. So if you work on a server interface, you can see more of these symbols that are replacing written words. So chip implants are also in the future, especially in your brain area. We hear more about that. So you might really, hey, remember Frank in a lot of those alien movies, the aliens didn't really have vocal cords. They communicated telepathically. That's what they're thinking the human race might do down the road with brain chips. They won't need their vocal cords anymore. They'll just think something and you'll hear it. Kind of like the collective thing. So recreating man means experimenting on him in the first place. So that's what you have. So we'll continue to keep our fingers on the pulse of what's going on with healthcare and keep you apprised of what's coming. And interesting stuff. Scary stuff, I think. No bounds to science, really. And technology. So technology is a tether. I mean, you're connected to messages more than ever before. I mean, I grew up in the 60s where there was still a cord attached to the phone. And you know what? I don't have to answer the phone if I don't want to. I'm used to not answering the phone. The new generations, they feel compelled to answer the phone. All right. We've got a few minutes. Let's talk about vitamin K for a little bit. Some people are worried about vitamin K and vitamin K deficiencies. And a lot of people have heard, well, let me use vitamin K to prevent cellulite. Well, first, the vitamin K issue, well, it's, if you get a deficiency in vitamin K, it's highlighted by medicine as a major health contributor. So there's 100,000 births every year. There are 10 infants with inadequate vitamin K, and their digestion is suffering, and they can't digest milk properly. So vitamin K deficiency in adults is rare and usually develops in people with other diseases like cystic fibrosis, which is that thick mucosa of the lungs, intestines, and pancreas. Celiac disease is on the list. Can't digest wheat. And also cholecystitis or insufficient bile. So how many sick Americans became sick from their medications and then developed further medical complications? And so you have to wonder, do you have a drug-induced issue? Check that out. Are moms on medications causing a drug-induced issue, and then babies are born with a lack of vitamin K? So how can you have a vitamin K deficiency? If you're treated with antibiotics and anticoagulants, like Werfen, Coumadin, you're going to have a deficiency. So the medication kills off the natural bacteria in the digestive tract, containing half of your daily supply of vitamin K. If this happens, there's a cascade of ill health that's waiting. Without your vitamin K, you lack prothrombin formation or clot factor, and your liver could also have abnormal clotting and bleeding. So an obstruction develops in the bile duct or gallbladder, and this can encourage malabsorption of vitamin K, lack of niacin, and bowel disease like Crohn's disease, colitis, chronic inflammatory diseases. And liver disease can also be caused by malabsorption of vitamin K. All because maybe you took a repeated or long course of antibiotics or maybe an anticoagulant. Symptoms, if you have a deficiency, you may develop bleeding gums and skin that is easily bruising. So how do you protect yourself? Well, protect that bowel, that digestive system, all your filtering organs. You want to keep them clean and free of toxins as much as possible. So your bowel flora, the good bacteria, is required to help you metabolize and generate sufficient vitamin K. Your organ cleanses of your bowel, urinary tract, kidney, bladder, liver, gallbladder, and your blood system is really critical to sidestep a lot of these issues. So the gallbladder releases toxins from the liver to the urinary and the bowel, and they have to leave the body through the elimination channels. So you want to add foods rich with natural vitamin K, like cauliflower, tomatoes, lentils, green tea, eggs, garbanzo beans, asparagus, broccoli, alfalfa, spinach, turnip greens, olive oil, green cabbage, kale, oats, strawberries, green beans, oranges, and green leafy vegetables. That's going to cover a lot of your problem. So foods like this provide the body with that fat-soluble vitamin K to prevent internal bleeding, hemorrhages, and helps the normal blood clotting factor, regulates menstrual flow, prevents osteoporosis and calcium retention. So these food sources will be far better than a synthetic vitamin K precursor called metadone, used in what I call wannabe supplements. So there is a chance of creating a vitamin K deficiency when you overuse a mineral oil, if you have a low-calorie diet, and your lifestyle is too dependent on frozen foods. Also, you don't want to overexpose yourself to radiation, as prolonged exposure increases your risk of vitamin K deficiency. So herbs that will help you out, too, is the herbs that will cleanse those organs we just mentioned. The organ cleanses, bowel, kidney, bladder, liver, gallbladder, blood system. You can protect your organs that way and your vitamin K levels. So I would give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They specialize in organ cleansing and immune support, metabolic support, herbal formulas, and you can sidestep a lot of problems and keep balanced. That's the thing. You got to keep balanced. And herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. And God can't lie. From Genesis to Revelation, that's what he keeps telling us. It's right under our noses. It's right there. He created the herbs. He created man. He created what works. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And I've never been disappointed with any of the medicinal plants God's provided us. So if you want to learn more, it's not hard to learn more. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs, get their free catalog, go on their website, thepowerherbs.com, sign up for their free newsletters. You'll learn things there each week that go out. They go out weekly, and they're free. You just click on books and newsletters and sign up. You have to have email to get the newsletters, so they're not snail mailed to you. But we will mail you a free catalog, snail mail catalog, so you have a hard copy of that. And get empowered. You'll have tools. You'll have information. You'll have empowerment. That's what these give you. These give you freedom and empowerment and wellness, of course. Thepowerherbs.com. Don't forget, they're having their spring sale, so you'll save 25% through the 25th of March on orders of $60 or more. Use coupon code 23SPRING, but you want to hurry. Restrictions apply, and the sale will end soon. And then you also want to place your orders now while you're at the lower price level before the prices change in April. ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.